Begin the current daf and mesach this erev daf test. We begin on alpha. Begin the test of masses. Begins where is the gemara? She'im begavim shleisha. It doesn't have a height of three tefachim. Test to come explain that why does the crossbeam have to be within three tefachim? The gemara was saying that if let's say someone went and knocked in on the top of the tools of the mavoi two bent pegs, and it's not more than three tefachim in height, and it's not more than three tefachim from the distance of the wall, and you put the crossbeam on that. That's the chiddush that you let it carry in that mavoi where you say two things, lover, then you're also saying chavad drami, which Tais has a difficulty. Tais has to take a second look. V'im tem, if you're going to say, well, Omar b'say per g'yosh, the Gemara says at the end of per g'yosh, and so you have a chavad drami. Chiyesh baruch b'tefach, that if there is a thickness of a tefach on that piece, Omar chavad drami, you see it as if it's placed down, lower down, even if the distance is more than three tefachim. Now, if the crossbeam, which we know the halacha requires there to be a thickness of a tefach, you should also say that it's placed down even higher than three tefachim. Why does it have to be less than three tefachim? Additionally, says, besides this, in general, it's difficult. Why isn't it permitted even if it's more than three tefachim from the height of the mabli? As long as the crossbeam is within 20 amos, so you could see it, so why? What's the problem? And that's just Tais. What you can say is the hachabi in the kar al gavi mavi. Here it has to be literally that the crossbeam is on top of the mavi. Ubi yes and the gimel have a hacker. And if it's more than three tefachim from the wall, even though it's within 20 amas, it's not recognizable that it's being placed on top of the mavi. And Tais says, Tait, you should know this. The hamashuchim ibachos, because when we said the case of, let's say, when it's drawn outwards on in front of the mavi, I feel like a pachas and a gimel, even though it's less than three tefachim, well, I mean, I love it. We don't say love it, although generally we do say love it, because we said it obviously has to be agave mava here also. Only if it's within three tefachim will be viewed as agave, but if it's higher than that, even though within 20 amas, it would not be considered agave, and even though generally say chavad rami, in this case, they would not permit it. Continuing next study the masters, begin the words of the Gemara. Techa pesach, within the doorway, tarach lechi achalatiri, you need another lechi to permit that. Please can explain the reason of this halacha, that you need another lechi. So Tais says, "Lav mishum the nechshav kamav b'vnasma." Don't say the reason why you need another lech is because we consider it that doorway as its own mavi by itself, and therefore you need another lech to permit the area of within the doorway, which is the lechi. Because Tais says you can't say that because the im mavi nitto b'lechi b'kayr, because a mavi itself is not permitted with a lechi b'kayr, which is what we're trying to say to make a lechi for this area. It cannot be because it's a mavi. Because a mavi is only permitted, elim ken arko yesar rachba. Only if the length is more than the width, ubat mechatzeres pesuch mateichai, and houses and courtyards are open up into that. And here, this teicha pesach does not have more length than the width, and you don't have houses and courtyards open up to that pesach. Rather, obviously, it's not because of that. Rather, the pesach is part of the mavi, and it's not mavi on its own. And different places, that's not the reason why that you need another lechi to permit that. Tanech says the master begins the words of the Gemara of Rabbah. Hasam hu de besuch le karmelis. Rava says, oh, there it's different because there it opens up into a karmelis. Just to explain what this answer of Rava is, because Abaye said it's logical to say that the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan is that you're only allowed to use the earth beneath the karmel. But by the lechi, you're not allowed. Rava says, no, but the lechi also. And Abaye wants to prove his halacha from the fact that Rav had said that teicha pesach, as he said in the taste of masel, tach lechi achalatire. And Rava, why didn't you know the lechi be allowed to use the area ben el chayim? Oh, because that's where it's opened up to a karmelis. Which Tais says, but then we're going to say, the parakam, the Shabbos, in the first parakam, the Vav Menav Gabe Chayim Oimer, when we mentioned the halacha opinion of the Chayim, that they say, in the skufa, the stoop, that's in front of a doorway, it can function as two different domains, and that is depends. Pesach, Besuach, if the door is open, then we view that a skufa, that the stoop that's in front of the doorway, as the inner part, as Rishus HaYachad. Pesach, no, if the door is closed, then Kalachutz, we view it as if it's a part of Rishus Ram on the outside. That's what the Chayim say. Now, Uparach Mahadam Rab, the Gemara asks from this teaching of Rab that we bring here in our Gemara, that Techa Pesach, we say Tzarech Lachach, Latiri, needing the Lachi to permit that area of Techa Pesach. In other words, which sounds like even though the door is open, it's in the Pesach, you're not allowed to use the area of the Pesach, which is the same thing as Neskufa. So you see that you're not allowed to use it, even though it's Pesuach. Mashanah, the Gemara answers, oh, hacha beskufas mavi eskinim. Here we're talking about the skufa of a mavi, of a alleyway, which half of it is covered and half of it is not covered. And the covered part is towards the inside. In other words, the mavi that's permitted with a kaira, and the kaira is placed on the inner half of that eskupa, and earlier than that, more inner than that, is the door. So when the door is open, so then you're allowed to carry beneath the crossbeam. When the door is closed, then you're not allowed to carry beneath it, because once the alleyway is closed with the door, then the crossbeam is on the outer part of that, so not part of the mavi. That's what the Gemara answers. Now, this has a difficulty. According to Rabbi, that he says that specifically when the mavi is open to a karmelis, that's when you need another lechi to be mediria in the Pesach, but when it's open to Rosh Hashanah, then you don't need another lechi. So then why did the Gemara have to say that according to the Achayim? They were talking about that as the Gemara there goes into lengthy details regarding a mavi, the chetzi b'kor, etc. Why did the Gemara answer over there that this that Rav says that Techa Pesach, you need another lechi, latiroi? That's talking about the Pesuch of Carmelis when it opens up to Carmelis, as we just explained that in different masculine from Rabbah. And this regarding the others, that they say that the scoop of functions are two different stories, and when it's open, it's like Lefnim. That's the Pesuch of Shazaram, when opens up to Shazaram, which Rabbah says, yeah, then it's not considered as part of the area in front of it. There's no Matzim in this Minda B'Neim. Unless it says you're similar, what you could say is, no. The E, if you would say that the Halach of the Chayim, when the skuba functions like two different shuyas, that we're saying that when the door is open, it's like the inner part is specifically b'vesuch l'shas rabim, when it's open to l'shas rabim. But kiven the im by arba l'arba, but since this area doesn't have 4x4 have a makam tour, it's considered an exempted area. Now Philip Pesach Nol canonically, and then actually says Tosfos, no, then even if the door would be closed, it should have still been considered as part of the innermost area. Rather, from the fact that we're saying when it's null, it's kalachot. Obviously, we're talking about that the skufa is open to a karmelis. And so we see that when the skufa is going to be considered as a karmelis, if it had 4x4, even when it doesn't, like Agama says, matzis minis minim neir, so it combines what's left outside of it, and therefore that's why it's a contradiction. That's why the Gemara has the question. I have to say a different type of an answer, because it is exactly the same case as Rav over here. It says Tosfos B'Tedi, you should know this because the Labaya Nami. Because the truth is that even according to Abaya, that he says by the ear of the lechi, not let it carry over there unless it's three tefachim high. You could ask the same question. Look, Mabagai Vashleish, you could say that there by the chayim that you could consider as inside when the door is open is when it's three tefachim high. That the lakum tour is because they exempted the ear. Because I mean, like Gemara previously said. And just like Rav says that Techa Pesach and you're not allowed to be admitted is when it's not three tefachim high. So why do you think we have to give a whole different explanation but the opinion of Achim is Mavet Shechetz Mekor, etc.? El Mishom Dim Kain, rather, it's obviously that if that would be the case that the scoop is three tefachim high, then Afila, Nol, Namet, and even if the door was closed, it would still be permitted to carry inside. And again, therefore, that's why the Gemara could not have given that answer, neither according to Rav or according to Abayim. Rather, had to give a whole different approach for the Achim based on a contradiction with this teaching of Rav here in our sugya. Next is the matter that begins with the Gemara Lepshim Lil Dem Alav. According to Shem Lil, that he says Lavud, if it's less than four tefachim, Mishtamash Al Chud Epanimi, you could utilize up until the area of the innermost part of the lechi. Which basically will explain what the Gemara's question, because the Gemara brought Rabbi Yechon's teaching that a mavi that's consecutive with these side posts, less than four tefachim, one from the other, it comes from Machlekes Shem Lil and Rabban. According to Shem Lil, that we say Lavud, and all the lechis are now considered as one lechi because of Lavud, so you could use up until the innermost end of the innermost lechi. Whereas according to Rabban, you don't see lavud, so it's only the outer one that's considered a lechi. You can use up until the inner part of the outer one. Now, Tosfos explains that Rabbi Yechon didn't say more than just that it is talking about a mavi that's consecutive or lechi is less than four tefachim, one from the other, that become machlekes from Shmuel and Rabban. We're going to explain the machlekes that what that means to say that Shmuel and Rabban holds you can use up until the innermost part of the inner one. And the Rabban, until the innermost of the outer one, which is the words that Tais the Masal quotes over here, says Tais is Zu'enim de Rabbi Yechon. Those are not the words of Rabbi Yechon. And the way we know that is because how Ravash Mefarshim Binyach, Ravash actually ends up explaining on Lamed Beis this opinion of Rabbi Yechon on what he means to say in a different way. So obviously these are not his own words. Now, but then Tais says, Vim Temin, if you're going to say, Yim Kain, if that's the case, that these are not Rabbi Yechon's own words, Semai Parach L'Rab, and what's the question the Gemara is asking from this on Rav? What do you mean? Oh, you see from here, obviously you can't use the Irian Ben al-Khayayim, which Rabbi says you could. I mean, Rabbi could say, who you've actually explained, the Pligi, Shiritzafi, Belechayayim, Rechav, Marba. He could say that the Machlik is this regarding if you have consecutive side posts, that each side post has a thickness of four tfachim. And that's why, whereas is Taisa Shita, the Rabbi Maidla'el, the Rabbi agrees previously, that Rechav, Marba, that if it's four tfachim wide, the Aser, that then you actually not allowed to use the area connected lechi. So that would be the case that he would agree to. And so it says more of a fill of the Inrachab and Dalad Plikin, even if the Machlekes would be that each Lechi is not four Tvachim wide, still Meshkachas Plukta, we'd still have to explain the Machlekes that it wouldn't be difficult on him. Because since he holds Lavid, they're considered connected. So at least amongst all of them together, they're going to be that thickness. And then you, even he would agree, then you'll use the area opposite. You'd be able to use until the outermost part of the outer lechi, because you could use connected alechayim. So what's the whole difficulty according to Rava? Just like you see that you could have another interpretation, just like Rav Ashi. Unless it says you're somebody, you could say yes, no. Since in the case when each one would not have, and if there was only, let's say, two lechis, and let's say each one was just a minute amount, and then the two of them together would be less than four. So then even if you put them together and the width between them wouldn't make it into four tefachim, so then in such a case, then based on what we're saying, the way Rav interpreted, you wouldn't even have a machlekes Rav Shmuel Rav, because even Rav Gamliel, you do say love it the way Rav holds up until four tefachim. And meaning up until you're a four tefachim, even if you're going to say it, but altogether it's less than four tefachim, and you're allowed to then use the area opposite according to Rava, because it's not a four tefachim wide. And b'le mishkachas b'le'tai el kishesh dal. The way Rava is saying, the omachal is only when you do have between the two of them, through Lovin at least, or if not, but at least even with Lovin, that you can have four tefachim. If that's the case, the way we're trying to explain that Rabbi could have answered, then Rabbi Yechon should have been more explicit in what he was saying, and he should have said, if you have a mavi, that you make consecutive side posts, b'pachas medal, that they're less than four tefachim one from another, but at least b'meshach talon. Should have said, but at least it continues at least for four tefachim. But the fact that it doesn't say that sounds like even if you don't have it with a four tefachim, that's still they disagree. And that according to everyone, you now use, no matter how thin the lechi is, along the side post. That is the difficulty that we had on Rava, not like the interpretation we tried to save it. Now, in that case, although Rav Ashi, he did explain Machlekes specifically, which was not mentioned in the words of Rav Yechanan, only if it continues along a length of four Amos. Rav Yechanan didn't say that. Just like we're saying that the interpretation of Rava doesn't work out because it had to have been at least a length of four Tvachim. And as it says, that's not difficult. Because since Rav Yechanan said the word a Mavoi, that an alleyway that is consecutive side pose, as if he said explicitly that it continues for the length of four amas, because the mesh of mavi dalal amas, because that's the length of a mavi. So saying the word mavi in there would be a reference to the dalal amas, but dalal tefachim doesn't say anywhere in there for that the interpretation of Rava would be difficult, and that's why the Gemara did not give that answer for Rava in the question from the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan regarding Beilachayim. They see that it's aser, not like Rava says that's motu.